God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Van Zandt, your host with the Cutting Edge. Tonight our topic will be standing against all evil in this wicked hour. We are excited to come back to you in your living room, your bedroom, your cars, wherever you may be. We're excited to come back and visit you on tonight. And we want you to just get your notepads, get your Bible, and just relax and just enjoy what the Lord is going to be saying on tonight. We know that God is awesome all the time. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm going to put a worship music on, and I want you to enjoy this worship music, and I'll be right back. We're going to give our callers, other callers, time enough to all call in, and then we'll be right back in a few minutes. But enjoy this worship song. God is doing. You can bless him and give him praise and glory in faith, in praise, and knowing that he is doing something on your behalf. So we don't have to wait to see what God is doing. We should know by the Spirit. We should know by the knowing that's within us that he is doing something right now, because he favor us, because God love us just like that. I bless him on tonight for what he's getting ready to do in my life. I bless him, I bless him, I bless him. Ooh, I had to throw a praise in there for a few minutes, because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and he's awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Woo, he's worthy to be praised. I bless him because he's a mighty God. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory for this broadcast. We ask that you would just bless us and have your way and release your revelation, release understanding, open up our eyes of understanding. Father, release your knowledge and your counsel on tonight. We're in your wisdom. We thank you right now for who you are. We bless you all the time. We bless you in our going. We bless you in our coming. We bless you in our lying down. We bless you in our rising. We bless you, God, and we thank you because you're worthy to be praised. There is nothing too hard for you to do. There's no secret what you have done or what you can do. What you've done for others, you will do for us. Father, we thank you that you are the mighty God, that you are our way making, our problem solver. Bless each and every one that is listening to the sound of my voice on tonight. We just thank you, God. Meet every need, strengthen and bless during this week of Thanksgiving, Father. Let every heart begin to be thankful for what they have. Father, we know that we may desire more. We may desire to want to have this or that, but we want to just thank you and just be grateful for what we have right now. Oh, we bless you, God. We ask that you bless and anoint and keep everyone safe and protected during this week, and they're going, they're coming and visiting family. Send your angels of the Lord to protect every car, that the blood be covered over them, protect them from danger, harm, and evil accident in the name of Jesus. Bless your word on tonight, Father. We give you praise and glory. I don't know. I tell you, the Lord just dropped something, just a tickle in my spirit. I am just thanking him because he is doing something right now. My natural eyes cannot see it, but my spiritual man already knows. So I'm thanking him. I'm blessing him. I'm giving him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we praise him right now. Listen, get your Bible real quickly and just turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Our topic tonight is standing against all evil in this wicked hour. Standing against all evil in this wicked hour. For the past month, couple of Mondays, we've been talking about demonic influence and evil influence, outside evil influence, and demonic distractions. We've been talking about these things because this is where we are in this time, in this season, in our land. This is where we are. So we need to talk about these things to bring an awareness to God's people, and just to bring an awareness to people who want to know what's going on. Because sometimes people don't even know what's going on, and they want to know. So we're here to just enlighten you. Not that we know everything, not that we have all the answers, but we're here to enlighten those who need to be enlightened. We're here to enlighten you. And we just bless God because he is just awesome. He's awesome. Yes, he is. He's awesome. So tonight we're going to be coming from, I am going to be reading from Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18, I believe. I'm going to start from here, and I'm just going to read. And once again, we're talking about standing against all evil in this wicked hour. And so we just bless God because he is just so good. He's so good. Ephesians 10, it says, Ephesians 6, and I'm reading from verse 10. It says, in conclusion, coming from the Amplified Bible, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his spotless might. Put on the full armor of God. Now look here. We want to key into some of these words. Look, underline, put on the full armor of God. For his precepts are like the splendor armor of a heavenly armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Okay? Underline, put on the full armor of God, and then underline, so that you may be able to successfully stand. And the Amplified Bible says, successfully stand up against all schemes and the strategies and deceits of the devil. That's good right there. Okay, verse 12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Okay, go ahead and underline that. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Now, we know that Satan's wickedness, the supernatural wickedness, Satan lives in the second heaven. So the spiritual forces and wickedness and heavenly supernatural places, that's the second heaven. That's where Satan and all of his principalities and powers and rulers and all dwell and live in that realm, in the second heaven. There are many heavens. There's the first, second, the first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. There is a fourth heaven, but I won't go there. I'm not going to go there, but just underline those things right there. Come on, we're going to go and read 13. It says, therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist. Okay, underline again. I'm reading from 13. It says, therefore, put on the complete. It says complete. Verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God. Full armor of God. Verse 13 says, therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist. Resist. Verse 11 was saying that you may be able to successfully stand up. Underline, stand up. Okay, in verse 13, it says that you may be able to successfully resist and stand. Go ahead and underline successfully resist and stand. I want you to pay attention to this. Your ground in the evil day of danger. And having done everything that the crisis demands in your place, fully prepared and movable, victorious. Okay, verse 14. I believe I'm going to stop right here just for okay, I'm going to stop. Let me read 14. So stand firm and hold your ground, having a tightened the wide belt of truth, personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Let's just stop right there. I think I read a little further than I wanted to go. But nevertheless, the word is good to just read anyhow. Okay, so let's go back. Our topic tonight, once again, is standing against all evil in this wicked hour. Now, how many know that we are living in a wicked hour? And we are facing demonic distractions. We're facing demonic influence. And we have all of this that's going on, outside evil influence and inside demonic distractions and inside influence. So we're facing these demonic things that's going on. And how many know also that the evil of this world has increased like never before? There is such evil in this land that it is so thick you can just feel the evil. You can feel it. So God still wants us, according to his word, he is saying to us tonight, standing against all evil. When you're standing against all evil, he wants you to stand, therefore, anyhow. He wants you to still stand. But know that it is not you that's standing alone, but it is the power of God that stands within you. It is the strength of God that stands within you that enables you and give you the ability to stand, therefore, anyhow. We can't stand without him in this hour. We need Jesus. We need the power of the Holy Ghost to stand within us in this hour. We need God to empower us to stand in the midst of the storm and not to be worried. And I'm telling you, God's power is able to do just that. Going back to verse 11, reading from Ephesians 6 and 10 and 8 through 18. Okay, key in on verse 11. It says, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are boundless might. No, like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up. This is where I want to key in. After you have put on the armor, the full armor of God, it tells us what we need to do in the Word. You know, I was thinking, the Lord was showing me, and I was thinking, I said, God, so many of your people are falling by the wayside. And I was on the Facebook a couple of days ago, and I was just strolling down, I'm just looking at it. I came across a post, and I'm saying this because I'm making a point. And I was strolling down, and I noticed a post. This is a man of God, a pastor, who mentioned about he feel like killing himself. He put this out there. He said, I'm so tired until I feel like killing myself. So when I read that, I said, oh, dear God. I said, no. And I rushed to this person's page to see who he was. You know, was he in ministry? And, yes, he's in ministry. And I looked on his page, and he had lost his business. He had lost everything, and he was just threatening. He said he's so tired of trying till he feel like killing himself. And I immediately got on his page, and I began to speak life and bind up the spirit of suicide and bind up the enemy and cancel that out. And I began to speak into this young man's life. He's a young man, and speak into his life to encourage him that, you know, that is not an option. You know, suicide is just not an option. You know, we have to talk back to the devil. We have to tell him this is not an option. Giving up. No, it is not an option. Suicide is not an option. Quitting is not an option. That is not a part of my vocabulary. Listen, the Word tells us what we have to do. So when I was reading that and I began to read in Ephesians, the Lord began to say to me, he said, many of my people, I don't even have my notes in front of me, so the Holy Ghost is going to help me right now. He was letting me know that so many of his people are giving up by the wayside, that they're walking away. They're letting it go because they're tired. They're experiencing depression, you know, just going through all kind of different things. So as I was reading this, the Lord began to show me why so many of his people are giving up. He said, my people are not putting on the whole armor of God. He said, they're not putting on the whole armor of God. Because I'm reading it here in the Word, people. It says that we put on the whole armor of God. Now, this is in his Word. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to successfully. I love that word. This is in the Amplified. Once again, successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Oh, let me just pause right there for a second. If we put on the whole armor of God, the Word of God says that we may be able to successfully. So it's possible. It is highly possible for us to stand successfully against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceit of the devil. Now, no one said that we're going to like it, okay? Now, we may not like the fight, but God will give us the power to fight. That's good right there. We may not like the struggle, but God will give us power in the struggle, to bring us out of the struggle. Sometimes we have to learn how to stand in the struggle, because struggles will come, but struggles will go. Hard times will come, but hard times will go. That is life. That is a part of life. It really has nothing to do with because we're a child of God, even though we are now on the flip side of that, because we're children of God, the enemy will try to turn the fire up to be a little higher. But even the unsaved, the people that are in the world that don't have Christ, they suffer struggles and setbacks. So that's a part of life, and that's going to come, and then that's going to go. And I believe that we get that mindset, okay, this too shall pass, okay? This too shall pass. I don't like where I am, but this too shall pass. I don't like how things are going on, but this thing shall pass. This too shall pass. I don't like how I feel. I don't like where I am, but this too shall pass. We have to learn to begin to take the word of God, read God's word, put the whole armor on so you can stand against. He said, stand against. Okay, let me move on. My God, this is good, Holy Ghost. My God, this is good. This is good. He said, okay, for our struggle is not against. Okay, this is verse 12. He says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Okay? The word of God is telling us that our struggle is not with our brothers and our sisters. That's not where our struggle is as a child of God. Our struggle as a child of God is not flesh and blood, not against. The word talks about against. Not against flesh and blood, but contending only with physical opponents. He said, but against the rulers. Woo! See, the word is letting us know this is where your fight is. This is what's coming up against you, the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly, supernatural places. This is where your fight is coming from. This is where the war is coming from. It's coming from the ruler of darkness, the forces of wickedness. This is where your fight is coming from. And the more determined you are to stand in God, and the more you're determined to pray, the more you're determined to press in, the more you're determined to stand, the more you're determined to keep on pressing against the odds, the more you're determined that you want to serve God, the more you're determined to give him praise and glory, the enemy is going to turn the heat up just a little bit more. Because now he is frustrated that you are more determined even in the fire. We have to stand the word of God that when we put it on, put the armor on, put it on. Therefore, here's verse 13. It says, therefore, put on the complete armor of God. Okay, the complete armor. Don't leave nothing off. Put the complete armor of God on so that you will be able, once again, to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day. God will give us power through the word of God to stand our ground in the evil day. So listen, this is why so many are falling by the wayside, because they are not putting on the complete armor of God. They're not putting on the complete armor of God. They're not putting on the full armor of God so they can stand, so they can resist and stand their ground. We have to, in this hour, resist and stand our ground like never, never, never before. We have to stand our ground. We have to understand the time that we're living in. We have to understand the season that we're in. We have to understand where we are in this hour according to the kingdom of God, that we are in the last hour. We're in the last hour of the last hour, and things are turning. The atmosphere is changing. Stratospheres are changing, and we have to understand where we are. So that means we must gird ourselves, gird our lion up. We must put on the complete armor of God. You know, the head, you put on the helmet. We got to put on the full armor of God. Let me go on and read. He says, and having done everything, okay, resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger. How many know that we are living in an evil day of danger? Everywhere you turn around, is danger, is evil. You know, you turn to your left, it's evil and danger. You turn to your right, it's evil and danger. You go out your front door, you know, you got to pray. We have to pray like we never prayed before. Okay. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm. Okay, stand firm. Now, if you go back and read this, you'll notice that there's four levels of standing. There's a standing up. He says stand up. Then it tells us to resist and stand against. I'm gonna read that part out of the. I gotta read this out of the King James because the Amplified is not. I love the Amplified, but let me give. It's four standings. If you go back and read it, it's a four. Stands that we got to stand. Stand against. We got to stand against. Then we have to stand. Stand there with. Stand there with. Stand withstand. We got to withstand. Then stand against. Then withstand. And then we have to stand. And then standing therefore. I believe it's four stands. I don't have my notes before me. Oh my God, I preached this. We have to stand. There are levels of standing that we have to stand in this hour. Verse 10 says, find my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We can be powerful in the might of God. And he says, stand against. He says, stand against. He said, withstand. Withstand. And then having done all, to stand. After you've done everything, after you've withstand, after you stand against, after you stood, he said, now withstand. And after you withstand, having done all, stand. Then verse 14, that's that fourth stand. He says, stand therefore anyhow. He says, stand therefore. That's four stands. I thought I saw it. Four stands. There's four levels of standing that we have to position ourselves to stand in this evil hour. That's a lot of standing. So we are required to stand. Verse 14 says, so stand firm. That's in the Amplified. Now, the Amplified says, so stand firm and hold your ground. Woo! And the King James says, it says, stand therefore anyhow. Still, stand therefore. Stand therefore. After you've done all you know to do, you prayed, you fasted, you cried, you gave God glory and prayer. He said, now stand therefore. Stand therefore. He says, having your loins girt about with truth. Okay, put on truth. Gird up yourself in God's truth. Stand firm. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My God. Mm. And then he says, but above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Listen, this is the whole complete armor of God. He says, verse 17, he says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Now you're dressing yourself. We have to dress ourselves every day with the armor of God, shielding ourselves, the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, withstanding. And shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You have to have the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. You have to have your head covered, shield, so the enemy of salvation, so the enemy, when he throws the darts of negative thought in your mindset, to your mind, because you have on the helmet of salvation, your mind is now covered and is protected from the darts of the enemy. I feel the Holy Ghost, my God from glory. So we have to put on the whole armor of God, shining your feet with the gospel, of peace. Oh, my God, putting the gospel on your feet is not walking anywhere it wants to walk, but it's walking in the will of God. The gospel of God is the will of God, and if we're shining our feet, preparing in with the gospel of peace, then we can walk in peace. We can walk in places where we don't walk places where we shouldn't go, because the gospel of Christ is ordaining our steps in the way we should go according to God's divine will for our lives. Woo, this is good. This is good. And having, I'm going back now to the Amplified, verse 15, it says, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability. Woo, that's good, that's good, that's good. Stand firm when we face the enemy. But because you have on, you've shined your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, now you're able to stand firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Woo, glory to the Lamb of God. Woo, this is some good stuff here tonight. Verse 16, he says, above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the enemy. Come on here. Come on, we got to put on the complete armor of God if we're going to stand in this hour. Listen, because we think we've been saved for 10 and 15 and 20 or 30 years, that don't mean we exempt. That don't mean we exempt. We have to walk still careful, because guess what? The enemy has all kinds of tricks you haven't seen. So that doesn't mean that we exempt. Yes, we love God with all our heart. And we don't, you know, we don't have any intentions on going back on God and messing up on God. But listen, the enemy watches us. See, we can't forget that the enemy, he watches us. He sits back and he watches. He monitors. He checks us out in our ways, and he knows the weak areas of our life. He knows the temptations. He knows. You know, I don't have any I don't have any temptations, Apostle. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. I don't have any temptations. Oh, come on here. The heart is wicked and deceitful, and no man knows it. The flesh, the soul still needs to be saved. The soul still needs to be sanctified, because we don't know really what's hidden in our soul. We really don't know what's in our flesh. We don't know until we're tempted in an area and something happens and we didn't know it was there. So we're not sin proof. We're not to that place where we would say, well, I'll never fall. I'll never fall. No, we can't say that. Listen, I stand in God. I stand in Christ. I stand in his ability. I stand in his anointing. I stand in his power. Oh, my God, because it is he that gives me the strength every day. If it wasn't for him, I'm telling, listen, I've been having some attacks coming up a couple of days ago. It's just been attacking my character and attacking me, false accusations coming against me. I'm like, oh, God, where is this stuff coming from? Listen, thank God for salvation. Thank God for his salvation. Woo, I'm going to say it again. Thank God for his salvation. We have to stand in God, stand in him. Listen, verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. This is out of the Amplified. I'm going back and forth, out of the King James and in the Amplified, so you can kind of follow you. I don't want to lose you. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have to take the sword of the Spirit. So we have to put the complete armor of God on in this hour. We have to make sure it's on. We have to make sure that we're strapped. You know, we got to be strapped down with the armor of God. We have to be prepared in this hour like never before. We have to make sure that all of our armor is fitting, it's on, and we're in this word, and we're applying the word, where we're walking in the word, we're activating the word, so we can be prepared to stand, so we can stand. So it is possible. It is possible in God that we're able to stand. But so many of God's people are not standing. They're giving up. because they have not put the whole arm of God on. When the Lord said that to me, I said, oh, dear God. He said they have not. They are not putting the whole arm of God. They're not protecting their mind. Let's even deal with the helmet of salvation. You know, if you don't have the helmet of salvation on, the enemy can fire his flaming arrow, his darts in your mind. You're nothing. You're nobody. You can't do it. You know you can't do it. You know you're not qualified to do that. You know, they don't like you. They don't, you know, the enemy, why don't you go ahead and kill yourself? You know, the enemy can really speak to you if you have not put on the helmet of salvation. It's the helmet of salvation that saves your mind from those thoughts. It protects your mind and saves you from receiving those negative thoughts and allowing the thoughts to penetrate. Now, the thoughts are going to come. Let me back up. The thoughts will come because that's the enemy's job. He's doing his job. We got to do ours. Now, the enemy will continue to send the thoughts. But when we have on the helmet of salvation, our mind is protected with God's salvation. So the thought may come, but it won't be able to penetrate through the mind, through the thought process. It won't be able to penetrate through the thought process of our mind and then begin to settle in our mind. Because that's what happens when people are at a point where they say suicide or, you know, all this, I'm going to kill myself. That thought came and it entered into the thought process. And then the thought process of the brain began to meditate on that thought. A person just don't get up and go kill themselves or kill somebody else because a thought showed up in the front of their mind, in the door of their mind. But when that thought showed up, that thought entered into the door of their mind, and it entered into the thought process of that person's mind. And that person began to meditate on that thought. And as that person meditates on the thought, then the thought becomes real, and then the thought begins to grow and go down in the heart, and it becomes reality when that person acts upon that thought. So when our mind, and that person didn't have on the helmet of salvation, or it could be an unsaved person that didn't have their minds protected. But I want to deal with God's people because so many of God's people, sadly, you know, committing suicide and have committed suicide, thinking about it and have committed suicide. The Lord says they didn't put on the whole armor. They haven't put on the whole armor because if we don't follow God's word, and we don't take God's word and apply it, we can't say God's word don't work. God's word works if we apply God's word to our life. I'm going to say that again. God's word works if we apply God's word to our life. We have to apply God's word. We have to apply it. His word works, but we must apply it. There's nothing wrong with God's word. God's word is full of power, and demonstration if we work God's word. Standing against all evil in this wicked hour. And yes, God's people have to stand against all evil in this wicked hour because every kind of evil has been released in the earth. I'm going to say that again. Every kind of evil has been released in the earth. And we must stand in God. We must put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand, therefore, stand firm, stand against. Resist and stand. You see those different stands? You got to resist and stand. Stand, therefore. Stand firm. Stand firm and hold your ground. Those are four different levels of positioning of standing. standing position. Let me say that differently. There are four different levels of position standing. Standing position. There's four different levels of positions of standing. And we have to know how to stand. The Word of God tells us how to do it. Put it on the whole armor. You know, preparing yourself and all of this. And the Word of God tells us who our fight is against. What's against us? And it gives us the instructions how to stand in these four standing positions. There are four standing positions, and we got to stand. And we can stand in those positions if we put on the whole armor of God. Verse 18. With all prayer and petition, I'm reading out the Amplified. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season. Watch this, watch this, watch what this word is saying. Oh, I love it. I tell you, I get excited when God just shows me a different insight, a revelation. Watch this. In the spirit. Let me read that again. He said, with all prayer, reading from 18 verse, Amplified, with all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests. Be specific in what you're praying for. Don't pray amiss. Just don't pray out of the air. Direct your prayers to the specific areas that you need God to work on or fix or make a way on. Direct your prayers to specific areas at all times. Pray at all times, on every occasion, and in every season. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert. Now, while you're praying in the Spirit, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. Ooh, see, right there is a weapon. That's a weapon. That's one of our weapons right there. It's a powerful, powerful weapon. Prayer is a powerful, powerful weapon. And we must use it. Sometimes I know the flesh gets tired of praying. It's the flesh. It's the flesh, people of God. Woo, it gets tired of praying sometimes. But that's where you have to allow the spirit man to rise up within you. And say, I have to pray. My life depends on it if I don't pray. I have to pray. It says praying in the spirit. Praying all the time. How do we pray all the time? I'm going to go back to the King James real quick. Let me just read that. It reads just slightly a little different. Verse 18 in the King James says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always. Listen, sometimes I pray in my sleep. I have trained my spirit man. I can turn over, wake up, and all of a sudden I may start praying in my heavenly language, or I may just start praying a prayer, whatever is in my spirit. I just pray it, praying always. I pray going out. I pray coming in. I pray lying down. I pray out throughout the day. Sometimes the Spirit of God would just drop on me, and I begin to just pray. It could be a 10-minute prayer. It could be a 15-minute prayer in the spirit. It could be a 5-minute, but I'm praying all the time. I'm always praying with prayer and supplication in the spirit. It is good to pray in the spirit. Pray in your heavenly language because you are praying the will of God. When we begin to pray in our heavenly language, we can pray according to God's will because it is the Spirit of God who gives us how to pray according to God's will. Because sometimes, if the truth be told, we don't know really how to pray and what to pray. We really don't know what to ask God. We really don't know how to ask God for certain things. So that's why it's good for us. The scripture talks about interceding and praying in the spirit, where the spirit will make intercessions for our infirmities. And we begin to just pray in the spirit, praying in the spirit. Oh, this is so good on tonight. This is so good. I tell you, I don't know if I have 15 more minutes on the line. I don't know if I have anyone just want to. I'm just going to open the line. If anyone just wants to just elaborate on something that I just said, or maybe the Lord perhaps has dropped something in your spirit, we do have 14 more minutes. You will have maybe about 2 minutes to share, 3 minutes at the most. I have now opened the air, the lines. Is there anything anyone would like to just share on tonight? Anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Anyone would like to just share?
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, Papa Sharon.
This is, God bless you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Praise God. Good. I just, you know, it is so good tonight. I just wanted to elaborate like 2 seconds about what you were saying about targeting our prayers. It is so important that we target our prayer to stop the plan of the enemy. Cancel his assignment at all costs. And we never know what assignments we are annihilating when we pray, especially in the spirit. Because the spirit makes intercession for us, and he knows where the enemy and what his plans are. So when we pray and we target our prayers against the enemy, for our families, against the school, against this nation, a lot of things that the enemy, assignments that the enemy have sent out, they are canceled. They are annihilated. So it's very important that we target our prayers in this hour and pray earnestly one for another in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we have to target our prayers in this hour in so many directions. Oh, my God, it almost makes me dizzy because there's just so much that we need to pray about. We have to pray about so much in this hour because there's so much wickedness and evil in this world. I have never seen so much evil and wickedness in this hour. I was watching a video. It's a child. It was a young girl. It wasn't a child, but it was a young girl. And the young girl had a little feather. And the child was in this crowd with an adult, and policemen was there, and she just took it and waved it. She was just playing. You can see she was playing. And she just waved it in front of the police. And this evil, he's evil. Evil-hearted police took the pepper spray and sprayed it in her eyes. Oh, and she screamed. Yeah, she screamed with a piercing scream. I know the pepper spray burnt her eyes. And I'm like, was that necessary? That's just evil. It is so
evil.
Yes, that's evil. The man's heart has become cold and has waxed. With evil, just evil, evil, evil. I watched another video, and it's maybe the man is about 80. He could be about 89 in his 80s. His grandson just jumped him, just out of the blue, started knocking his grandfather around and beating him up and throwing him down on the ground, and people were just standing there watching. They were standing there watching. It was like 2 or 3 people in the room. I would have grabbed, I'm telling you, I said, listen, let's all, they could have grabbed that boy off of that elderly man. He could have killed the elderly. And I'm like, God, why are they standing? I said, Lord, what is wrong with people's minds in this hour? I'm telling you, y'all would have to put me on the altar. Take me to the altar. Because I would not have allowed anyone to stand there and beat up my grandfather or mother or someone. I'm not a violent person. I'm going to tell you, I am not a violent person. But, you know, sometimes, hallelujah, it's just so much evil in this world. It's breathtaking. So we do, Prophet Sharon, we have to target our prayers in so many areas.
What did you say?
It be the assignment of the enemy, Apostle, to come against the kingdom of God and to destroy God's people. I know a friend of mine, I hadn't talked to her in months and months and months, and I was at work one day, and she just came heavily in my spirit, and I began to pray and intercede and to war for her. And I saw her about two and a half months later after, you know, that incident at my job when I was praying for her. She told me she was at the point of death. Mm. But by me praying and warring, it canceled the death assignment off of her life. Because death is a spirit, but, you know, God gave us power. Jesus, you know, received power over death, hell, and the grave. So we can cancel the death assignment and ask God even for mercy, even if it's the appointed time. If God give mercy to who he want to give mercy. And another day I was on the bus going to work, and I began to just suddenly begin to speak in tongues. And when I looked up, the bus was about to collide with a truck. So we don't never know, you know, when we pray and open up our spirits to the Spirit of the Lord, how God will use us to cancel the death assignments off of his people's lives.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we have to use the power of prayer and target it in this hour. And you're absolutely right. That is the assignment of the enemy, to stop God's people in this hour from preaching and teaching the kingdom, preaching righteousness, preaching salvation, because he knows his time is very short. And so that's what we just have to keep, be mindful of that, that his time is short and we're in the end time. And we have to continue to do God's work. But if we apply the blood, if we pray like we should pray and take God's word and apply it and work it, it works. It works. It works. It works. I'm a witness that
Amen.
God's word works. It works. But we thank God. Thank you for sharing those golden nuggets. It is just a blessing. I want to make an announcement first before we go off tonight. This Wednesday at 8:30, I'll be starting with a relationship. It's called Relationship Wednesday. I'm going to begin to discuss relationship, marriage, single, you know, single, those who want to be married and all of that good stuff. So this Wednesday I'm going to come back again at 8:30 just for 1 hour, and I'm going to do a Relationship Wednesday. And I'm going to start ministering out of my book. And those who are interested in purchasing a book after I've taught from that book, you just inbox me, let me know. We'll give you the information where you can inbox me to purchase the book. But we just give God praise and we give him glory. We're excited about what God is doing, what he's getting ready to do in this hour, what is getting ready to happen. Even though there is so much evil and wickedness in this world, God has a divine plan for his people. God will not forsake his people. God will not forsake those that have been faithful. God will not forsake his people that have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting on him. And that, yes, that you have gotten weak in the wait. Yes, you've gotten a little discouraged in the waiting, but you did not give up. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, yes, you waited for a very long time. Yes, you didn't give up. You become weary. You were a little depressed. You were a little distraught, but you did not give up. And because you did not give up, because you waited on me, because you stood your ground, because you stood against that was coming up against you, I have not forgotten you, says the Lord. He said, I am going to bless you. I am going to meet every need. There's a double blessing. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, double blessing for your trouble. Double blessing for your trouble in this hour. So let's just stay encouraged on tonight. The Lord is going to give us double blessings for our trouble, because we held on, because we stood in the wind, we stood in the storm. Yes, and it became weary. Yes, we had to cry at times. Yes, we had to, lay out before God and stretch out before God and didn't know what we were going to do, didn't know which way we were going to go. But God is getting ready to bless his people with double blessing, double for your trouble. God is getting ready to increase. He's going to make it up. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, he says, I'm going to make it up. He said, I'm going to make it up. I'm going to make up those tears. The tears that you've been shedding, I'm going to make it up on your behalf. So we give God praise and glory. We thank God. We want God to prepare us for the year of 2017. The Lord has just dropped in my spirit to have just a one-day for special service that where those who will come, Kingdom Roundtable, just to anoint with oil for the year of 2017, a fresh oil for that year, for a fresh wind, fresh strength, a fresh mantle to be released. So I'm excited. You know, God knows what he's doing. So I encourage you all to not to give up, but to stand therefore in God. Stand firm in him. Resist the enemy. Resist the devil. The scripture says if we resist the devil, he will flee from you. So the word of God works. We just got to apply the instructions that has been written on the wall. If we resist the devil, he will flee. And if we pray and stand in God, God will back up his word. For he is a God that he cannot lie. And he will bring it to pass. Whatever he spoke, he's going to bring it to pass. Oh, my God, we just have to hold on. Let's encourage each other in this hour like never before. Let's pray for each other in this hour like never before. Because, yes, we do get discouraged. Because I even got discouraged some. And I had to just gird myself up. And I had to say, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to work this. I know you already worked it out. It's just my holding on until it manifests. I'm changing my confession and changing how I'm thinking. So I'm thanking God that he has already done it. And I'm going to pray for each and every one. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you to each and every one that has called in and has been listening on tonight. We thank you, Father, for each and every one. Father, I pray that this week will be a week of plenty and increase during this Thanksgiving week. I pray for your protection over each individual, over their cars, over their homes, as they drive on the highway, that you protect them, Father, during this season, this holiday time. Protect them in their going. Protect them in their coming. Protect them in their lying down. Protect them on the highway. Protect them when they pull up to get gas. Protect them, Father, while they're driving down the street and getting out of their vehicle, in their vehicle, going in the stores and coming out of the stores. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Let the blood be your covering and your fence around them, shielding them from evil, seen and unseen danger, sudden danger. We bind it in Jesus' name and we render it powerless, ineffective, inoperable in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now, and we praise you. We thank you for this broadcast tonight, Father. We bind up every spirit of backlash, retaliation, accusation. We thank you, God. We bind it, assassination. We bind it up and render it powers ineffective, inoperable. We nullify, we dismantle the plan of the enemy, the forces of darkness. We dismantle it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just speak the peace of God, the victory of God, for we have the victory in you in Jesus' name, and we give you praise and glory. So I pray on tonight that if you're able, we know that this is a Thanksgiving holiday, but listen, if you're able to come back this Wednesday at 8:30, join us with Relationship Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you, Prophet Sharon, for sharing on tonight. We'll contact you soon. Love you. I want to say love to all of you on tonight. God bless you, and I bid you shalom.
There is no one, one name.